guess what movie we watched last night?
Hotel Transylvania.
No, we watched all three of them though last week. all four of them.
So good.
All four of them. There's a fourth.
I didn't see the new one yet.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. Yeah, we watched the Goofy movie with Powerline.
Oh my god, I love that. It's so old.
Yeah, we Anne put it on. I was like, it brought back all the memories.
All the feels. The Peloton instructor, Cody, that I ride to, every time he does a Disney one, he always makes sure he gets like a Disney, a Goofy movie song. He's like, this is my song.
Should. You kind of forget your first childhood crush was Roxanne. Well, everybody, welcome back to another week of Don't Go In There podcast with myself, Bill. She's Ashley, your hostess with the mostest. And today she's going to surprise us with another paranormal one. I still don't know what we're talking about. So, Ash, what are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, this week we're going to be talking about doppelgangers. We're getting a little creepier. Gets pretty creepy.
Like Mustache Marshall or Lesbian Robin? Or what's the other one? Stripper Lily. Stripper Lily.
Yeah.
And then Mexican wrestler Ted.
Yes.
Yes.
They're all perfect examples of doppelgangers.
Yeah. Less scary. Those ones are less scary, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. These ones that I'm going to talk about are quite scary. Very scary.
Oh, good. Good. So don't forget to visit us on social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Ashley's usually the one that does this.
Go.
So I'm going to screw this all up so Ashley can correct me when I'm wrong. It's Facebook's Don't Go In There. Instagram, don't_go_in_there.
Yep.
Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And our Twitter is... I always forget our Twitter because I don't have the Twitter account.
I haven't been using it, so TikTok.
We switched it out with the TikTok because I really don't like Twitter that much anymore. So,
yeah, we're on the TikTok at the Don't Go In There Pod.
Don't Go In There Pod. I tried. I tried.
Valiant attempt.
Yeah, I rely on you for the social media stuff. You're very good at it.
I didn't know that's where we were going. Usually you swoop in with.
An ad? I'm waiting for an email back, so we'll see how everything goes. I don't know if he wants one this week.
Usually swoop in with something, and then I do this, and now we're a late start in the afternoon. We're all over the map, but that's okay.
Yeah, we had a tough time this morning. Up till 4 a.m.
They're packing up.
Yeah, so... All right, well,
email. So don't forget to email us either at don'tgointhere19@gmail.com and like and subscribe on all the podcast platforms. Help us grow in the charts.
Absolutely. I think for this episode, that is all the housekeeping we have. So, Ash, if you're ready, let's go in there.
Let's go. So, like I said, this week we're going to be talking about doppelgangers. And I pulled information from Merriam-Webster.com, Vernacula.com, Ancient Origins, and Ranker, and Liveabout.com stories, and Reddit. So I have a couple personal stories from Reddit. Okay. So most people think doppelgangers, they think like it's a person that looks like another person or a twin that aren't actually twins. Like I have this girl I went to high school with. People always called us twins, but we were not related in the slightest. We were just tall with blonde hair. I don't know why. I mean, she's one of my good friends still, but everyone was like, yeah, you guys are twins. Funnily enough, I am a twin, just to a boy, not a girl. But doppelgangers are so much more creepier, and honestly, like, I wanted to do this in the morning because I scared myself writing this in the evening because it gets so creepy.
Of course you did.
I love paranormal stuff, but I'm a scaredy cat at the same time.
That's funny.
So, according to German folklore, all living creatures have a spirit double. So, who is invisible but identical to the living individual? These second selves are perceived as being distinct from ghosts, which only appear after death, and sometimes they are described as spiritual opposites or negative of the human counterpart. German writers coined the word doppelganger, doppel meaning double and ganger meaning goer, to refer to such spectrum. To meet one's double is a sign of one's death is imminent, and the doppelganger became a very popular symbol of horror literature and themes in books, which took, it just took on a role of itself. So I'm sure we can all think of that movie with the twins at the end of the hallway.
Oh, or that Psych episode with the elderly twins at the end of the hallway.
Exactly. So twins, especially doppelgangers, they're in a lot of, shows, and they always are, a bad omen. Like, something scary is about to happen. So basically, we have this whole other person living on a different side or a different universe, however you want to look at it. If you're Doctor Strange and there's multi-universes, there's one of us in every universe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because they always say, is it really... a spirit or like you said, your twin of another multiverse that crossed over. There's so many theories out there. I haven't done a deep dive. If you would have told me this is what we were doing, I probably would have never got to work because I probably would have went down a deep rabbit hole.
It is a pretty big rabbit hole, and I kind of like surprising you with what I'm talking about.
Well, I can say, tell you right now, I'm pretty excited. I was not expecting this at all.
So some accounts of doppelgangers or evil twin suggest that they might attempt to provide advice to the person they are shadowing. But this advice can be misleading or evil. They may also attempt to plant sinister ideas in minds of their victim, so you, or cause them confusion. For this reason, people are advised to avoid communicating with their own doppelganger at all costs. Side note, this is why I don't talk to my own twin. Just straight up evil. Just kidding. That's a little dark. That's a little dark.
We're getting a little personal in here.
But basically they're saying is your doppelganger might try to lead you down a bad path with bad advice. And this had me thinking... You know how there's always that conversation with serial killers? Is it nature or nurture?
Yeah.
And a lot of it's maybe they have head trauma. Maybe it's how they're raised.
It's that trident. Yeah.
What if one of those little prongs or their doppelganger is saying, hey, do this.
Leading them down a bad path. I know no one can see my surprised look on a podcast, but I was very intrigued by that.
Isn't that just a little, just something, because a lot of them say, David Berkowitz said the dog was talking to him to tell him to do all this stuff, or other people say, they have this spirits telling them, or this demon's telling them. Well, what if it's their own doppelganger leading them down a bad path?
What if it is their doppelganger that did it all?
It could be, too.
Oh, throwing a wrench. I will say, it kind of reminds me of Evil Ahmed and Evil...
Troy.
from Community.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just all I can think of is all you had to do is roll a 6, and that's what happens, you know?
So spirit devils can be traced back thousands of years and was present in many cultures. It can be seen in many ancient legends, stories, artwork, and in books by various authors. So one of the most famous artworks of doppelgangers comes from the 1851. Just think about that, 1851, that's super long ago, and they're believing in this stuff. They sketched a watercolor called How They Met Themselves by Dante Gabriel Rossi. According to interpretation, two medieval lovers were walking through a wood at twilight when they encountered their double, who glowed supernaturally. The man drew his sword in astonishment while his lover appeared to fall and collapse in like a deathly swoon. The doppelganger imagery occurred in poems Rossetti admired from Elizabeth Barrett Browning's The Romanon of Margaret and a poem Silence. So, like, this guy admired this stuff, so he did this painting. So I just think it's interesting that even this far, and we'll go a little bit further back too, but they have, the idea of doppelgangers, just like the Chupacabra, has been around for so much longer than we even realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is around a lot more than you realize. It just like the Chupacabra, is called something different, it seems like, with every century or every generation or however you want to break it down. They've always been around, but called something different. It's even like this, what's the Slender Man? They like to say that, you know, it was created in the internet, but that tall, lanky creature has been around forever. I mean, the movie The Tall Man, I think it was, with Jessica Biel, I think, that was out before 2012, and that was basically the same character. And we, if you watch Ghost Adventures, you know about the tall man with the hat. That he's around everywhere. The tall man with the top hat, I think it is.
Yeah, and I think it said that if you see him, but I think they think of him more as a shadow person with a top hat, which, again, could be the same thing. But if you see him, like, your death is imminent. Like, it's coming up. Like, he's kind of like the Grim Reaper in a sense.
Yeah. But my point is, it's just like, if it's not the same, there's very similar type of stories or creatures that every generation or every tribe or whatever you want to call them use. But they all have the same kind of background and story. Just call it different things.
Yeah, absolutely. So other historical doppelganger stories in Greek mythology, Narcissus falls in love with his own reflection.
Narcissistic.
Nefertiti? I heard it both ways.
Nefertiti?
Sorry, that's a sight grab. Okay, so Narcissistic falls in love with his own reflection. In the Gothic tale, Edgar Allan Poe's William Wilson has stories of doppelgangers. James Hogg's private memoir, Confessions of a Justified Sinner. Elizabeth Gastel, The Poor Clare, in 1856, and even Hans Christian Andersen. It's a lesser-known fairy tale called The Shadows. The characters are haunted and followed by their own evil likeness. So all throughout history, writers, poets, artists, they've all had some sort of interest in doppelgangers. And it seems like the idea of doppelgangers has been around for even longer than that and has ancient origins. So, like you were saying before, like, it's always been around, but probably called something different. The ancient Egyptians' mythology, Ka, was believed that doppelgangers were a tangible spirit double, having the same memories, feelings, as the person to whom they belong to. In the ancient Egyptians' myth entitled The Greek Princess, Egyptians viewed the Trojan War. A Ka of Helen was used to mislead Paris of Troy in helping to stop that war. So their spirit doubles, so the Ka spirit doubles, or the doppelgangers, believed to be spirits with the subjects. They're believed to have the subject's footsteps, voice, scent, appearance, and overall demeanor, but they precede them. So you're going to a location, they're meeting you there. Does that make sense?
So, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So they have your footstep, your voice, and everything. You're going to see so-and-so, but they're beating you there with all that stuff. So they're preceding them in the location or activity, resulting in witnesses believing that they've seen or heard the person before the person physically arrives. So this bears subtle difference to doppelgangers, because the Ka in the Egyptians believe that they're not sinister. All right, so many Native American myths likewise provide the role of a dualistic twin. So the Hopi legend refers to the twins who are called the Child of the Sun and the Child of the Water. The Hopi also believe that there's duality between the upper world and the underworld. And whatever happens here in the upper world, the opposite happens in the underworld. That made me think of Hercules. Like,
Yeah, just keeping on that Disney theme.
Disney movies.
Yeah. We should just call this the Psych and Disney reference show.
I mean, I don't want Disney to come after us ever, but yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Fizney. The mouse is fierce. Psych and Disney. So this is interesting. Before I even go into this, did you see the new Thor movie yet?
The Lovestruck one?
Yeah. Alright, well this doesn't ruin anything, so just be prepared.
Oh, okay. I probably wasn't gonna go see it, so I think we'll be alright.
Why? They show his ass in it for 0.3 seconds.
I know I talk with my hands a lot, but that's just not something I'm interested in. Not that it's a bad thing. That's not what I'm interested in. I mean, I'm sure Anne will be very interested.
So there's this thing called biolocation. Biolocation is the psychic ability to project an image of oneself in a second location. So I asked about the Thor movie because there's a part in the movie where, I don't want to, like, spoiler alert, but it's been out long enough, so everyone who's wanted to see it saw it already. These kids get kidnapped, but they're kids of Asgard, so they already have, a lot of them have, like, powers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the one kid is able to do this. He's able to project himself, we'll talk about, like, astral projecting in another episode, because I find that fascinating, but he's able to project, like, part of himself to a location to talk to Thor to say, like, where he is and stuff. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The body double known as Wrath, so this is still in the Native American, is indistinguishable from a real person and can interact with others just as a real person. So this is also in the Native American, but when you're able to project yourself, they call that Wrath.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Picking up what you're putting down.
So doppelgangers is a phenomenon, and it's often associated, like I said, with bad omens, and first became popular in the mid-19th century as part of a general surge in the U.S. and Europe in the interest of the paranormal. So around this time, the mid-19th century, obviously, is when a huge paranormal sweep was coming through the U.S. You know, you had the Warrens, you had the Ragdoll thing. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, fudge.
Not Peggy, but Jesus Christ, I should know this. Anyways.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Everybody's screaming at their fucking phones right now.
But, like, just with them alone, because demonologists were being a thing, exorcisms were on the rise, like, this was a huge sweep in the U.S. era. So, is there any truth to spirit doubles or doppelgangers? While many today still believe it exists a double self, so we're going to get a little bit scientific before I bring on the spooky stories. Your wife would be proud.
Science.
Some scientists believe that the phenomenon occurs based on injuries or stimulations to certain part of the brain, which causes reasoning. I feel like she would correct me. She's probably going to correct me later. Anyways, affects a certain part of your reasoning. Others believe it is a result of visions, hallucinations, or that we actually do live in a parallel universe in which everything in this world is replicated in another dimension. So whether the real truth behind doppelgangers or belief in spirit doubles has instilled both fear and wonder in people for thousands of years. So it's pretty interesting that even scientists are like...
Sorry, my headphones just like completely fell off my head. I was trying to get them on.
I wish that we could like post this video because I just look up from reading... And Bill just has, like, this look on his face, and his hands are up, and his headphones are all askew. Like, what just happened?
I went to itch my head and I knocked my headphones off. And I acted, when I looked up, when I had them finally on, you looked up at me and I felt like I was in trouble.
I'm like, pay attention.
I was just trying to itch my head.
I told you, we're on another universe with this episode.
I'm telling you right now, I'm riding the struggle bus. I'm not even hungover.
Well, doppelgangers cases are said to be a work of fiction. There are a number of real life cases in which individuals claim to have met their sinister double. Among the most noteworthy is Abraham Lincoln. His experience, as recounted by Noah Brooks in his book Washington and Lincoln's Time in 1895. According to his account, soon after Lincoln was elected in 1860, he arrived home and looked in his boudoir mirror where he saw his reflection in double. Lincoln said the reflection was nearly full length, but his face had two separate and distinct images. Lincoln noticed that although the images were nearly identical, one was a little paler, he says about five shades, than the other one. His wife was said to be very worried and told Lincoln she believed that the paleness of half of the double image was a bad omen, which meant that Lincoln would only serve his first full term and he would not live to finish his second. He was 42 days into his second term when he died on April 15th, 1865. Is that not crazy?
That's actually really creepy.
That's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's so creepy that that happened. So he saw that image. It's creepy that his wife called it out.
Yeah, that, I didn't even think of that, really. Like, the fact that she was just like, honey, that's not good.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not like he died doing something that was risking his life. He went to the theater. Like, no one could have predicted that.
No, no. And I mean, we can get on that subject a different day, but why was... we'll go down a rabbit hole. That's a different episode.
Turn that car around. We're still on doppelgangers here. So a few other creepy... this is why I got scared, because I was reading these personal doppelganger stories from Reddit. So be ready to be creeped out.
I'm ready.
So this is from Reddit user QuietVoice4846. So they said, late one night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times for the past 4 days. Every time I go and I leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror in the corner of the room from the corner of my eye. It's like the other me is watching me leave for the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without looking in the direction of the mirror. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to it watching TV. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed and stand up in front of our bedroom door from the corner of his eye. He thought it was weird I got up like this because I'm in the last month of my pregnancy and I really can't move that well without hurting. So he tried to talk to me, and when I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in bed. I got really creeped out, and I finally told him what I've been seeing in the bathroom, and he thought it was creepy as well, but he didn't really want to talk about it anymore because he thinks it will give whatever he saw power. I have no idea what it wants or why we've both seen it. So my note on this is, sage your fucking place, or get the fuck out.
Yes. Maybe don't go back burn to sleep your fucking in that place. Room. Maybe burn that fucking place. Are we sure she's not pregnant with the devil's child? I mean,
no, don't say that.
Well,
what if it's her doppelganger that she's pregnant with?
Oh, that'd be weird. I guess that would be the understatement of the year. But
so G-Byte from Reddit says, on Sunday morning when him and his brother were watching TV, they heard a knock at the door. Which was weird because they lived in an apartment complex and the other apartments weren't rented around them. It was a two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen, bathroom, and a front door. Obviously a front door, but the bathroom was by the door. They heard someone knock. They went to check the window and they saw it was... You look frozen. Okay. I'm just so scared.
I'm here. Okay, guys, I'm just going to let you guys know we are having some major technical difficulties right now. I don't know what's going on, but this is like the third time Ash just had to try to tell this story, and she's scaring herself.
I am. Okay, so Reddit user Gbyte heard a knock at his door. He went to go look, and he saw it was his father. So he went to go open the door, and before he could unlock and open the door, his mother pulled him away, screaming at him not to open it because he didn't know who was at the door. When he said that he saw his dad, she freaked out and went to the window to take a look for herself. She got terrified and said to go to the farthest part of the apartment and to not come out. She then went and woke up their dad, and he got angry and confused. When she told him what she saw, the man was still knocking at the door, so the dad screamed, "Who is it?" No one answered. He said he was going to call the cops, but still no response. While his dad was busy screaming at him, the man on the other side of the door was just standing there. So my mom took the kids to the other side of the room. When the dad got ready to open the door with a metal bat, no one was there. The man was gone. The dad went everywhere around the apartment complex looking for him. The apartment complex had a heavy door, so you always heard people coming in and out, but this time they heard nothing. They heard no footsteps, no slamming door, no nothing. And the dad couldn't find anybody. So that's kind of weird in the condensed version of this story. The kids thought they saw their dad on the other side of the door, but the dad was sleeping in the other room. But what's interesting with this is the kids and the mom and the dad all witnessed it.
That is, that's pretty strange because usually it's like the person that witnesses it. You know what I mean? Like the person whose doppelganger it is witnesses it. So it's kind of crazy that they all witnessed it. And I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be so freaky if you saw another Anne, but by like your parents or her parents, and they all saw this too?
Yeah, no. That is actually giving me the creeps a little bit.
All right, here's another weird one from Reddit user Celeste_eSpirit. When I was about 16 or 17, I was really into heavily doing the Ouija board. Other stuff happened, but the doppelganger was definitely the worst. So obviously when you do Ouija boards, a lot of things can happen. I guess I never heard a story of the doppelganger, but I don't put it past those boards. They're crazy. Okay. The first one was with my mom. I heard her come in, and my best friend was with me. My friend and I walked down to greet her. She looked like a younger version of herself and was carrying groceries. So I tried calling out to her, but she didn't respond. And I walked into my brother's room, and then I got this really sick feeling. I called out to her, but she still didn't respond. So I followed her, and she was not there. When I walked back downstairs, my real mom had come in and didn't know what was going on. She was also wearing a different outfit. The second one experience was my brother. My mom was talking to him on the phone and said he was on his way home. As soon as she hung up, my brother walked in the door. He talked to us for a little. My mom wanted him to take out the garbage or something. And then he walked into the bathroom. He'd been in there for like 15 minutes, and then I got, again, that really sick feeling. I asked if he had fallen in or something, and then my real brother walked in the door, and I was totally freaked out. My mom checked on him all night to make sure he was okay. Both times, the doppelgangers had dark eyes, and it sort of felt like a dream, but I definitely was awake, and other people had witnessed it. So I think it's interesting that the mom doppelganger was a younger version of herself.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah. And that the brother one interacted with them.
And it's also interesting that you said it had dark eyes.
Yeah.
Because if you listen back to our Black Eyed Kids episode, that also creeped me out. So I don't know what it is. I don't like replicas, and I don't like black-eyed children. So.
No. They're for sure creepy, but at least with them, they were all children age. This is of someone you know in a relatively different ages. They're all around the same age of that person.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Well, it gets creepier. So here are some, I found some, like, famous cases. And when I say famous, I just mean of famous people, per se. So, John Wolfgang von Goff. This case suggests that doppelgangers might have something to do with time or dimension shifts, which I thought was pretty interesting. So John Anton Wolfgang of the 18th century was a German poet, and he wrote of his experience with a doppelganger in his autobiographical, that's not a word, autobiography. Autobiographical.
You know what's funny? I just went with it. I was like, sounds right to me.
I went to school. Forgive me, I'm going to say this wrong. It's definitely, I think, German, or it's in a German title. I'm not even going to say the title. It's a German title. It's called In English Poetry and Truth. From his account, he describes traveling to a city and to visit Frederica Bryan, a young woman whom he was having an affair with. Emotional and lost in thought, Goth looked up to see a man dressed in a gray suit trimmed in gold who appeared briefly and then vanished. 8 years later, Goth was again traveling on the same road to visit Frederica when he realized he was wearing that very gray suit in gold trim. That was that he had seen on his double 8 years earlier. The memory, Goth wrote later, comforted him after he and his young love have parted at the end of their visit. So, he thinks that he saw himself from the future, and the dimensions kind of overlapped in that moment.
Huh. There's a lot of, like... It's like, I don't even know how to put this. A lot of people want to poo-poo this multi-dimension thing, but it's been reference for so freaking long. I mean, I know, like, string theory says that there is 100% like other dimensions and universes that this all happens, but it's like eventually you're probably if they're infinite, eventually you're going to run into one where you're there too, you know? So yeah. I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibilities for it to happen. I mean, space keeps expanding to nothingness, and I'm a little sleepy, so I don't know what I'm saying right now.
The look on your face when you said that was like pure wonderment and astonishment. You're like, space keeps expanding to nothing.
You just realize how small you are, and I'm so tired. I feel like I'm high. And this is just...
I was going to say, you seem like you're really high.
This shit that you're talking about is just like... It's not computing, but it's...
This would be a great conversation to have when you're high.
It would be. It would 100% be. And I know like what I want to say, but it won't come out right. So I keep staggering. But this is like... After we get off this call, I'm probably going to go down a deep dive on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will take up your
hour. All right, guys. So we actually had to stop recording. We've had so many technical issues with this episode. Dropping the call with Ashley. She's still frozen on my screen right now. I wish you could see her face. She looks like she's going to completely murder me. We're pretty sure a doppelganger is up to this, but I don't want to blame them. I have no proof. But we just wanted to record something just letting you guys know that we're very sorry. We wanted to get something out there. I'm in the middle of packing, so we didn't have a whole lot of time to re-record. Hopefully you enjoyed what was here. Sorry for some of the glitches. We fixed it as best as we could, but this is all we were able to salvage. So everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, on the TikTok. Wherever you can listen to us, please give us a review if you can. Let us know how we're doing. Send us email at don'tgointhere
19@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. If you have any recommendations, from anything from what we can do better to things that we can cover. We really appreciate any input that you guys have. So I guess until next week, guys, just remember, don't go in there.